This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas System has a new president. The Board of Trustees selected a former dean of the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences for the position. Donald Bobbitt will replace outgoing U.S. System President B. Allen Sugg. Bobbitt is currently the Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Texas Arlington. He was one of four people asked to interview this week for the position by the Board of Trustees.
It's now up to a prosecutor to determine if a crime was committed after a state audit found some employees at the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department were being paid for hours they weren't working. Investigators determined that for decades, employees in the legal division were getting a half day off with pay every 3 weeks. Highway Department spokesman Randy Ort says the probe began internally.
This is a process that we actually initiated ourselves last summer. Some information came to light here within the department of some inconsistencies in the way our legal division was reporting leave time, and our internal audit division here at the department began a review of those practices.
The investigation would later be turned over to the Division of Legislative Audit, which determined wrongdoing had occurred. Pulaski County Prosecutor Larry Jegley will now determine whether the action was criminal.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis has upheld a lower court ruling that partially halted construction on a $2 billion coal-fired power plant in southwest Arkansas. The appeals panel affirmed Judge Bill Wilson's order, in which environmentalists sought to stop work in 8 acres of wetlands. Scott McLeod of Southwestern Electric Power Company, or SWEPCO, says the decision was disappointing but not surprising.
In many cases like this, courts often decide to let an injunction remain in place until there is a ruling on the merits of the case itself. SWEPCO is optimistic we will prevail when the U.S. District Court rules on the challenges to the Corps of Engineer permit.
Attorney Richard Mays represents the Sierra Club, Audubon Arkansas, and other groups fighting the plant. He sees Thursday's ruling as significant because it says those groups have standing to file suit, have shown a likelihood of success on the merits of the case, and have shown a likelihood of imminent harm if the temporary injunction is lifted.
The Eighth Circuit has gone to great lengths here, issuing a 29-page opinion that reviews its comprehensive examination of the record in this case. That is unusual.
May says he hopes the federal district court will rule on a motion for summary judgment within the next couple of months. Meanwhile, construction on the plant continues, and SWEPCO says it is set to begin generating power in late 2012.
And you may recall 2 weeks ago, the Cherokee Nation, centered in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, held an election for principal chief. The Cherokee Nation is the second largest sovereign tribe in the nation, with 309,000 enrolled members and 50,000 registered voters. The election between three-term incumbent Chief Chad Smith and longtime Cherokee Councilman Bill John Baker had Baker winning initially, then Smith officially, then Baker again after a hand recount. Both candidates have now cried foul. 15,000 votes were cast in the election, almost half for Baker and half for Smith. The Baker campaign says it's now time for Chief Chad Smith to concede. Dr. Leslie Hanna is coordinator of the Cherokee Studies Program at Northeastern State University in Tahlequah. He says clearly mistakes were made in the tallying. But in the end, this election, he says, will likely leave the tribe divided.
The Cherokee Nation is split about down the middle as it's going to be, as it could ever be. And my fear for that is that no matter who comes out of this as the chief, it's going to be a rough at least first year, maybe even 2 years, maybe an entire administration, even an entire 4 years for whoever's the chief out of this.
Dr. Leslie Hanna characterizes Chad Smith as a conservative who seeks to grow the tribe's casino economy and provide more educational opportunities. Bill John Baker, by comparison, Dr. Hanna says, is more liberal and seeks to expand tribal health care and microenterprise. This week, the Cherokee Supreme Court has intervened, ordering a hand count of all ballots cast to take place tomorrow.
Ozarks at Large is supported by KUAF's contributing listeners and by Horizon Restaurant, offering fine dining in both an indoor and outdoor casual atmosphere. The menu includes a variety of in-house dishes using local and organic produce. Overlooking Beaver Lake, just outside of Eureka Springs, 253-5525 or horizonrestaurant.net for more information.